Blog Talk Radio.
I can hear myself.
Huh?
I can hear myself.
You probably hear me.
This part.
Now, I can turn it where you can't hear yourself.
No, don't let me hear myself.
Okay.
Why is it doing the same?
But okay, I forgot.
Because it's on.
Yeah, I forgot.
This poem is titled As the World Turns. Life. Life is a conundrum of people wanting to take a Black Panther stance for what they believe in. Because the fear of getting shot by unmasked men keeps us away from Martin's way of fighting. See, black and white issues are no longer at the forefront. We've taken it to the storefront of Nike, where there are no outlets for Jordan connoisseurs to release their anguish as they engage in twilight games of love. See, our views of what we, how we, and why we are being misconstrued. Kids killing over shoes, girls looking for that mysterious dude who will fight over that new pair of shoes. The physicality of what makes the heart flutter has been lost to the get fresh crews who run the streets looking for who can get the most knockouts. And though much better than killing sprees, exemplifies just how far gone, how far lost many of our youth are. See, the changes of the future are complacently setting, sending us back. No, I take that back. Historically, we have hit that roundabout, because it's roundabout time that history begins to repeat itself, and we are on a road to slavery. But I'm not talking about the covert midnight hangings and kidnappings, because we are past that point, so they say. No, now we beat each other in the streets in the name of hip-hop to become world stars. Superstar. See, civil rights leaders show us the power of change. Yet we won't listen to the modern-day Commons, Kendrick Lamar's, Kanye's, and Wale's to tell us what is true. Because the gimmick, and it's all about the gimmick of hip-hop that proves distracting. But I digress. Because like many of you, I have ADD brought on by the TV. I'm an 80s baby. TV killed the radio, internet slit the TV's throat, and it's daily bursting unengaged youth who are working for pennies on the dollar because they can't count. No, seriously, they can't count. And because of that, minimum wage will go unchanged. And the college educated are left to raise families on wages below their degrees. And so, yes, we are a half a century away from the food lines of the Great Depression. And 150 years from a time when we will strictly be working for food. This though, I promise, is metaphorically untrue. History only repeats itself as the world turns. Thank you. Shout out to Wale for helping me write that song. It's not even a song, it's a poem.
Yo, what's up, Pimp? This Threats. That's right. This Threats, Pimp. And I'm serious about mine. I'm so sincere.
What up, haters and lovers? You have reached the Hate It or Love It show. We are back for another episode. So excited to be here with you all. Hopefully everyone has had a good week. Getting ready for Turkey Day next week and just time with family and loved ones and all of that. But I'm going to go ahead and bring in my co-host, Brittany. So you're going to get caught up real quick and then go ahead and get into our guest. All right?
It's Brittany, bitch.
You there?
What up?
What's up? I don't know what happened to your greeting, but I wasn't about to try to play it again. So.
Okay, it's late.
My fault. You know how the studio acts up, so I didn't want to irritate it or nothing. But how are you?
I'm so over the snow. I mean, it melted, but the fact is that it even started this early. I'm over it. So I was like, can we at least get through Thanksgiving and stuff before it starts to snow? I'm like the Grinch when it comes to snow. I like everything else about the winter time except the snow.
Yo, speaking of the Grinch, I'm trying to go see that new movie. I'm trying to go see the Grinch.
Yes, I definitely.
It just looks like it's
going to
be funny.
Yes, yes. They
yeah,
said
it looks
like
it's
going
to be
better
funny.
Than the one with Jim Carrey. So I'm like, really? So
it looks like
it
is. Like, just cinematography and, like, all of that just seems like it is. So I definitely want to check it out.
Yeah.
You ready for Thanksgiving?
Of course. I'm so excited, ready. I'm ready to start decorating after that. I'm usually against going out for Black Friday. If you know your history, you would know why. So, if I'm going, they're like, oh, come on, Brittany, stop being like that. I'm just like, no, my people's.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that. I don't know. My schedule is so up in the air right now. I really don't know if I'm going to go Black Friday shopping or all of that. I'm going to figure it out in a second. I don't know. I'm mainly worried about getting my nephew the stuff that he wants. Everybody else I'm not really too concerned with. It's fine. But I definitely just wanted to go ahead and leave some info before we get into the show, because I see our guest has joined us. I'll bring you in a minute. If you're listening from blogtalkradio.com, how are you? We appreciate you for still rocking with us and supporting us. I see that we are still getting more countries listening internationally, so we definitely appreciate that. I wish that y'all would listen when we were live so we can bring some of our international listeners on and just show them some love and support as well. But if you're listening from blogtalkradio.com right now, you can definitely give us a call at 949-209-2965 and press 1 so that we know that you would like to speak or say hello or whatever. Other than that, we're going to go ahead and jump into the show.
Yeah.
We have our guest already on the line. We are doing a nice show today with Erica Arland. So we're going to bring her on in a minute so she can go ahead and get into that track that we played opening up the show, which was As the World Turns, and just get into who she is, what she does, and all of those things as well. So we'll go ahead and bring her in now and introduce ourselves.
All right.
All right, you there?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, can you hear me well?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, excellent. So I'm Erica Renee Land. Hello, world.
What's up? If you could just tell everybody
okay. About
you, who you are, what you do, how they may know you, how they can get to know you, all of that.
Yes. So my name is Erica Renee Land. I go by the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback, you know, if you watch The Boondock. And I am a writer of everything. Like, I have ADHD, so I'm this way, that way. Whichever way the wind blows, I'm going. So I have books that I've written. I do spoken word poetry. I have a couple poetry books. I'm a motivational speaker. And just recently, I got into music. So I'm trying to, you know, take my fans on that journey with me of transitioning from poetry into the music. So if you just Google me under Erica Renee Land, everything that I've, like, written will come up. All of my books are on Amazon, anywhere you could download a book. My Instagram, I just changed the name. It's to I Am Lyrical Lunatic. So that's about it. I think it's best that, like, you just Google it, and it's E-R-I-K-A, Renee Land, and see what comes up. You never know where I'm going to be or what I'm doing.
Definitely, right. Definitely. So tell everybody some things that they may know you from, like anything you have published or any performances that stood out or anything like that? Like, how would some of the people know you?
So, I guess I first hit the map and started growing my fan base with my LGBT fiction. It's Complicated, which is a series, and the first book is Misconceptions, and it's just filled with a whole lot of drama. it's pretty fun, though. It takes you on a roller coaster ride. And then I hit the poetry scene. I started writing poetry to help cope with PTSD, and so I've done performances all across the nation. And my most famous poem is As the World Turns. And so what we did was we took that track, As the World Turns, and we put some music behind it and turned out pretty dope. You may have seen me on heard me on NPR, so Texas Public Radio. I did a speech where I talked about my troubles with post-traumatic stress disorder stemming from my time in the military. I was on a TV show, my wife and I, called Going RV, where, that show is just talking about, it's like House Hunters, but for RV. And so we went through, picked out an RV, which we live in full time.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and more interesting is my wife is a stud, and I would be classified as a stud if you had to put a label on it. Also, so people are very interested in that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
She's my best friend. So.
Oh, yes. I'm going to have fun asking you some questions. Yes. Okay.
Look, when you get to your segment, I'm going to go warm my food up. Okay.
Can't
with you.
Okay.
But yes, that's what's up. So if you could just go ahead and just kind of explain the concept behind the piece As the World Turns, and kind of just get into that a little bit.
Yeah. So As the World Turns, it's a couple years old now, and Wale actually inspired that because he wrote the line, TV killed the radio and internet split the TV killed the radio and internet split the TV's throat. And I was like, that line is so fire. And so I was just listening to it, and at the same time, the knockout game was going on up in the Chicago area where kids were just going around punching people in the face as a game for no reason. And so just that time period, and then me listening to Wale, I sat down and I wrote that piece in about 15 minutes. And it's a lot packed into that poem that people may not even realize. From social issues to economic issues. Yeah, it's a lot. And a lot of times,
definitely.
Now that I perform it, I'm sorry, go ahead. What did you say?
No, go ahead. I was just saying, definitely, I was agreeing with you. Go ahead.
And now, when I perform it, I know that, like, I always have to give a disclaimer. I know that racism is at the forefront of things. I am really aware of that. It's just that at that time, it was more about, these kids doing all these crazy things and attacking each other and robbing each other more so than the racial issues that we are facing that are more prevalent now than they were a couple years ago when I wrote that. So I always have to give that disclaimer, and I have to give the disclaimer about Kanye, which a couple years ago, I was cool, but now I have to try to delete his name.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, I understand, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't have any questions about the piece in particular. My next question was actually going to be, do you remember, when you started writing? And if you remember, your first piece that you ever memorized?
My first piece that I memorized and wrote is titled War Song. And I wrote that when I was in college at the University of Georgia. I was really struggling with PTSD. And so this was around 2011, 12-ish, that I wrote it to really just get my emotions out, because I kept everything bottled in when I came back from Iraq, because I didn't want to damage people the way that I had been damaged by sharing my story. And it was just really on the verge of having me take my own life. And it was a real depressed day, and I heard a song on the radio, which I cannot recall for the life of me. And I don't even think I've ever heard it again. And that song made me cry. And I cried for a couple hours, and then I picked up a pen, and I don't know if I was going to be writing a last letter or what, but then that poem came out. And I was like, oh, this wasn't so bad. Like, it gave me a way to be able to express what was going on the inside of me. And people liked it. And that started my writing career.
Yeah, it's something about that release of emotions and energy onto paper, and just putting it into whatever way you wanted it to be conveyed, and being able to share that with other people and hear people's feedback on those things. So
definitely.
It's good that you remember. It's good that you remember what it was, because sometimes we ask that question and folks are like, you know what, that's a good question. Never thought about that. Like, but I feel like if you're passionate and you really follow your own career and things of that nature, and like really just following your growth as an artist and as a writer, then you can definitely remember those things.
Of course.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, because poetry saved my life. So, you know, it really opened a door for me to be able to express myself. Because I was angry and sad for years. I came back from Iraq in 2006. And I got out of the military in 2009. And I didn't start talking about it until 2011/12. So for years, I suffered.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know something? I commend you. Because, you know, a lot of people, they really can't do that. It seems like it's easy to do, and it's just easy to just let it manifest and just cope, you know, in your own little bubble. But I am so glad that you talked about it, because, you know something, in the end of the day, your progress and where you are now, you know, mental illnesses doesn't have to be the be-all, end-all. It really doesn't. So
right.
The fact is that you are able to tell people that, no, you really can make a difference out of it, I commend you on that, because a lot of people really do need to hear that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's what my story is all about, and why I'm just continuing to do this, to let people know that it's okay, and it's okay to say something. You know, the whole album that I'm coming out with is about self-growth and just putting it all out there, me controlling my own story and narrative and not letting other people do that for me. But just, I promote art therapy to no end, just being creative, expressing it, getting all of that negativity out into something positive keeps me going. And I'm just trying to spread that message so it can help at least one other person.
Definitely. Yeah, and just that one person is just satisfaction enough, honestly, to just know that you were able to touch somebody and they recognize what you were trying to do and what it means. So I definitely understand that. What was I going to say next? Oh, the next question I was going to ask you was, as far as like your preparation, because I know some artists or some writers have to sit down and really just like it, like kind of like isolate themselves when they have a really good idea, like a book or writing a screenplay or something like that. How do you manage like day to day life, but still like, hey, I need to get this idea out?
I wish I could do that. I have ADHD, right? And I have PTSD. And so things to me are immediate. Like, if I come up with it, I'm like, I need to execute this now. Tomorrow is not here. So I really would love to, like, just go chill in a cabin in the woods and just write. Like, that would be ideal for me. But I squeeze it in. Like, I am so busy. It's ridiculous. I come up with something and I try to just find a way to fit it in, to get it done. And I have ADHD, so sometimes I'll do something and I'll put it down and then I'll come back to it. I have a book coming out on the same day that the album's coming out, December 1st, and that book is like a compilation of things that I've written over the years and I've stashed in a corner. I'm like, I'm just going to throw it into one book and publish it. So it's just in the moment, whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm inspired about, I just sit down and write it. People just happen to like it. I don't know. Sometimes just like slow down and put more thought into it, but I don't know. Like I said, everything is immediate with me. I'm a Leo. I'm impatient.
Oh, Lord.
Why does that make you laugh, huh? It's true. Y'all know how Leos are.
Yeah.
We're very demanding.
Don't leave it at that.
Sorry, I need to express that thought.
It's okay.
Breathe it out.
I mean, for real.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to say anything because this is on record. So.
Why? Why would you want
to? This is on record, so I'm just going to. We're going to move to the next
question.
Okay,
I got a tough experience, a tough shell.
It's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. We're just gonna move to the next question. As far as like where you are right now, like where do you see yourself in like 5 years?
Golly, I don't even know. It's just, I have these dreams of like being on tour, incorporating poetry and rap into a show, doing the Fox Theater, all the Fox Theaters. Somebody line that up. just inspiring, just going, traveling the world, sharing the story with people, trying to help other people share their story. It's nowhere like concrete. It's just wherever it leads me. But I do know that I for sure want to do the Fox Theaters, the Apollo, and I'm on my way.
That's okay. So is there anybody that you would want to collab with?
Oh, yeah. I sent J. Cole an Instagram message the other day. He said, you don't know it yet, but you're going to sign me. Yeah, so him and Missy Elliott.
Okay, I know that's
like,
speak that, yeah.
Yeah, so all of the Virginia artists, like, in my head, like, all of the Virginia artists are going to be on stage doing, like, a master show. Chris Brown, Trey Songz, Pharrell, Missy, all of them. Just, yeah. And me. I'll be the opening act.
Okay. Yeah. You know what, Pharrell, I feel like he never ages, like, ever.
I know, I don't know. What.
No, Pharrell is fucking 200 years old. We just don't know it yet. That's all.
Okay, because...
Yeah, but look at Missy, though. How much is Missy age?
True.
You know something, true. She is
the
same.
Missy aging backwards.
Trey Songz. The only reason Chris Brown looks older is because of all them tattoos. Mm-hmm. But think about all those artists. They haven't aged that much. It's in the water. It's all that crap.
No, you know who hasn't aged at all, and she went forever. Angela Bassett. I want to be like her.
Oh,
when
Jesus
I grow up.
Lord.
She has it.
Oh my gosh. And I'm so glad that like she's where she's at in this, you know, later part of her career. Still killing it. Doesn't seem like it's the later part of her career. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
She's
I'm
amazing.
So happy to see her in American Horror Stories. I said yes. They brought my bitch back. Okay. I was like, you can't bring back the Covenant without Angela.
Yep.
And it's all about the
so
last
amazing.
Episode. Okay. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, she's so amazing. Like, I'm just inspired by her longevity. Like, because
mm-hmm.
she puts out classics. Like, real talk. She like Denzel with it. I'm only doing classic shit, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because she was everybody.
I need to know my check is going to clear.
Famous
That's
mother.
What she said.
She
I need to know my
everything.
Check is going to clear.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, and it is like she's so versatile. It's like you never know what you're going to see her as. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she kills it every time. Every time she kills it.
Exactly.
Yes, she does.
I think that she's like our Meryl Streep almost. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know how they put Meryl Streep
yes.
in a category by herself? Angela Bassett is that to us. People just are not
definitely
recognizing that yet or saying it. They recognize it, but
mm-hmm.
they're not saying it out loud.
You know what? See, I like you. See, the fact is that you said she's like our Meryl Streep because I love me some Meryl Streep, okay? And I was like, yes, yes, that was a good comparison, okay? She definitely is. Like, I don't think she gets enough recognition. She doesn't. Like,
mm-hmm.
her accolades need to be recognized to the fullest extent. To the fullest.
Yes.
But, yes.
I'm about
I know
to
that's it. Real. Speaking of that.
I need to start using my Twitter
okay.
and put Angela Bassett as my Meryl Streep. We should do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Speaking of that, have you ever thought about possibly taking like one of your books or anything and making it into like a movie or like a miniseries or anything?
Yeah, it's drama filled enough. Yeah, that would be really, really dope to do. And I'm gonna get into TV. I really would probably need to go do that Sid in the Woods type thing. Like, I actually need to be doing that come December. Because I have written a TV show that a producer told me to expand into an hour so we can try to sell it in April. So I need to get on that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So it's pretty dope. It's just like a psychological thriller. But if I get that sold, I would try to do the books because I need to finish them. It's going to be like a 6-book series, and I'm only on book 2. But I need to take the time to really cultivate that story because the first one was amazing. People weren't so thrilled about the second one. So I have to bring it back to that first book level. So, yeah.
Okay. And are you
trying to be in the show?
Look.
I mean, you know, I'm always ready, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you can just let us know, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
You don't need to get no makeup artist. I could beat my old face to a pulp, so you don't got to worry about that. I could do my own face.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can dress myself too. You know, it's all good. Okay.
That's what's up. Okay, you always got to be ready. You got to stay ready. That's why, like, I try to be so versatile with my career and my writings. I stay ready. It don't matter what situation you put me in, I have something to reach that audience. Hands down.
As you should.
Definitely. Are you able to share more about your stuff that's coming out on December 1st?
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm independent. So I pretty much do everything on my own. So the book I was talking about, we've been trying to play with the title. My original title was My Mind on ADHD. I've been getting different feedback about it, so I don't know if I'm going to change the word on to another word, but My Mind on ADHD is my own anthology of just things I've written over a 3-year span, and it has poetry, commentary, some short stories that I may or may not finish, something that I published a while ago with a controversial title, and I put it under a pseudonym. So I'm going to actually claim it now and republish it so people know that it's me. But it's pretty dope. It has some good writing in it. Like I said, just some of everything from day-to-day observances to... I'm really just about to make this up right now. it's pretty good. Everyone who's read it. Yeah. I like the cover. Like, my sister-in-law did the cover. It's like just all the creativity-ness on the cover is actually stemming from a poem, where it's like all the creativity inside me I feel like drains away when I take my ADHD medicine. And so the cover is really dope. And then the album is titled L Squared, because in real life, I'm a square. No. I'm a cornball. I'm a goofy cornball. Like, if you see me on a regular, you'd be like, this person here. so I wanted to just kind of tell my story. You know, if people have questions, I'll answer it. It's not anything that, you know, anybody can try to put out there and be like, wait, let me tell you about this person. He was a little racket back in the day. So I just,
girl,
you know,
who was that?
I mean, I was real racket. That first book I wrote, it might have talked about me having 3 girlfriends at one time.
Yeah.
You know, Ludacris came out with that song Area Codes. That was my life.
Mm.
It was quite difficult. they don't tell you that part, that it is really difficult to maintain all those people. Yeah, so it's called L Squared, and like I said, it just takes you through, you know, some days I'm down. Some days I'm not. It's conscious. It's poetry, rap mixed in. I say it's poetry infused with rap.
Okay.
That's
what's
up.
Yes.
I think that the beautiful thing about all the creators that we have in our community is that everybody brings something different. So it's not like you're getting the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm glad that there are creators out there who are willing to jump outside the box. Because real talk, I really decided to get into music because I was tired of what I was hearing on the radio. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I can do this. And so I did it. I'm one of those people, really, I write all of this stuff to just entertain myself. And then I'm like, okay, maybe I should share this with some people. And I'm really bad at marketing, though. If there are any marketers out there, can you please call me? I do it to entertain myself, for real. So.
Okay.
That's what's up. I mean,
okay.
Okay. But that's, I mean, really, you never know who might be listening.
Okay.
So.
Yeah,
we're international.
You know,
somebody might reach out. You never know.
You know, okay. But like,
yeah,
I just
real quick. The other day, I decided to perform my rap in public for the first time because I just decided I wanted to do rap, like. And that's how my mind works. I said immediately. I was like, I want to do an album. The album is done now, and it'll be out on December 1st. And so the other day, I went and I performed the rap in public for the first time. And then somebody from a major radio station just happened to be in there that night. So that was pretty dope. We made some connections. So
that's what's up.
So, you know, we're going to ask, you might as well do a little bit right here, you know? Just give us a little bit, okay?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, you going to do it right now? Yes, I'm listening. Let's hear a little bit.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to try to put people on the spot.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to do? What do you want?
Whatever your heart's desire to rap.
You want some poetry? Do you want rap? Look like a monk.
I want to be heard. Now, the problem is heard. The problem with you, I want to hear the rapping.
You
want to
hear the rap?
All right. Yeah, but you want to perform the one you was talking about.
All right. So I did a song, which I think that this is actually going to be the first single that I put out.
Okay.
And it is called Live It Up. Now, y'all have it. Do you want me to just do it like a cappella, or do y'all want to play it?
No.
No, go ahead. She wants you to do it. She wants you to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
All right. So this is called, this one is Live It Up.
All right.
I got to get the beat, okay?
All right.
Yeah. Live it up, yeah. You gotta learn to smile. Go ahead, fulfill those dreams. Stand for equality. You gotta live with me. So be a better being. Yeah. Just be a better being. Yeah. We gotta turn around and take back what they said was free. This ain't no outstanding doubt, I'm talking liberty. We gotta know what's in our hearts are all civil dreams. You gotta know that you and me and I am you and he. I'm trying to make you believe in what they said couldn't be. I'm killing all complacency, love deficiencies. Living deep in your soul is everything that you need. You need to know all the reasons that you're willing to bleed. Be sweat and tears show you nothing in this life is free. We need to celebrate and show them all the niceties. We get along the sun is shining over everything, and when it ain't, we pull it up like we don't give up. Yeah. So that's just the first verse, okay?
okay. She said, that's it. I ain't doing no more.
You should just play it so people can hear the beat. No. I just really want people to keep hearing a message in music. And not just people mumbling through it.
Okay. What was I going to say? You listen, listen. I'm the type to put people on the spot, but you got to be ready for that because it's going to happen. It is. It's going to happen.
Yes, it will.
Somebody might be like, go ahead, let me hit 16 bugs right now. It's like, okay.
Okay.
That was a little aggressive, sir.
We gonna make it real clear that I'm not a battle rapper, and I can freestyle just a little bit, not a whole lot. So, yeah.
All right.
So, I'm a writer. So, I said it at the gate.
Well, have you ever thought about writing, like being a ghostwriter? Have you ever thought about that?
As far as books, I tried it one time, and people don't really know what they want. So I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. Or like, you want me to write your biography, but then I found out that you're lying. And I'm like, what? So I'm going to probably stay away from that. In this music thing, honestly, I just started really writing songs, like I said, about 3 months ago. I just decided to do it. A couple years ago, I started writing something. It may have been like just the hook, and it was like, what the fuck is that?
No, sorry. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Whatever you want on here.
The show is rated R. Say whatever you want to say, for real.
Yeah, it was like, I'm going to try to remember it, and then if it comes up, I'll tell y'all. But it was like, it was the stupidest thing. And then I didn't try again after that until, like I said, about 3 months ago. And, yeah, so I don't think I'm that good to be ghostwriting songs for other people. But in the future, we'll see what happens.
Okay. So now we get to go to the fun stuff.
Yeah.
It's my turn to ask the question. So you're married to us, so your son's a son. You know, first off, I would like to say I'm all for it. Yes. Okay. I don't know why a lot of people, you know, in our community, some of them, you know, they really do have sticks up their asses, and there's no need for it whatsoever. You should be who you want to be.
We should be all inclusive. Why judge your own? Like, be all inclusive. Don't worry about the other stuff. Like, that doesn't work. That doesn't concern you. Like, for real.
Exactly. And that's how you can tell, like, people who are really open-minded versus people who are not, because love doesn't have any of these designations, you know, color, race, look. Love don't work that way. Love just is. And so you never know who you're going to fall in love with. And I don't know, when I met her, I was like, yeah, this is the person. Like, I just knew. So for me, I think it may have been love at first sight. For her, not so much. She tried to fire me a couple times. But, you know, here we are.
Okay. So it's, you know, because I sit back and I'm just like, and especially it's a lot of the old heads. I'm like, you do know, like, our community has evolved to, you know, It is not so, I guess if you want to put a word on it, quote unquote, traditional way of being gay. Didn't know that even existed, but people make it seem like that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's just like, yeah, I never seen people that are gay, but you're closed minded. It's just like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, how?
People like traditions. People like traditions, and as we do evolve, people are just exploring more of themselves and are able to express themselves more comfortably.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's
just a generational gap.
I just feel like people judge what they don't want to understand. I think that's one of the biggest things. Instead of them trying to be understanding of the dynamics, they just rather just ostracize people in our community. And it's just like, no.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's easier to dissect someone else than it is to dissect yourself. People don't want to look at themselves and figure out, how can I grow? How can I be better? It's easier to project onto someone else or see what someone else is doing. Because, you know, understanding why you do some things and trying to change your behavior, yeah, people don't like to do that. So they just focus on other people, what they're doing, to make themselves feel a little bit better.
you know, me and Sincere, we talk about this all the time, okay? I just be like, are like, we're the normal people, because the way some people think, I'm like, really?
And then when you say something,
they're like, "Oh, you're being mean." I'm not being mean. I'm just telling you the truth. You may not like the way I'm saying it, but because I could be a little sarcastic, I can't help that. But you know,
right?
I'm saying it with wholeheartedly. I'm saying it because I care. Okay, but I'm all for it. I, you know, and at the end of the day, like you said, it doesn't matter. But I do want to know. I'm interested.
You can ask me anything.
Yes.
She might be in the room listening. If she run out here and start waving at me frantically, then I'll be like, okay, I gotta shut it down. But But no, I'm good. I'm an open book at this point in my life. I've hid myself for so long, and I just didn't accept myself. And now I'm just like, what is it? Hate it or love it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, how is it? Is it more intense? Is it more, you know...
Are you
when it comes to intimacy, you know, I just want to know.
just give me one quick second, okay? Quick second. I got to text my mama real quick. Hold on. Okay.
Since here, I know she done went away from the phone now. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Right.
I'm over here. Okay. You know how I be doing stuff on the side and in the background and stuff, so I'm just over here handling business, but I'm listening. I'm here.
it's really enjoyable because we don't box each other. Like, I've only dated femmes before I met her. And it's always you get stuck in, like, this little box of things you're supposed to do, or you can't, you know, explore different things because you're supposed to just do this. And it's not like that. It's not like that. We have a lot of fun. We genuinely, like, enjoy and like each other. You know what I mean? Some people... they really don't like each other. But it doesn't matter how many times a day I see her, like, I just get the biggest smile inside and outside. So all of that, I think, makes a difference. But it's pretty dope, I guess. Like,
So do you feel like when you was with Sims, you wasn't able to express that, you know, you didn't want to be in this whole heteronormative stereotype?
All the time. And I enjoy that, but it's not 24/7. I'm a sensitive person. You know what I mean? So, like, sometimes I want to be held. Sometimes I don't. Like, hey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get to share clothes and stuff.
We just chill.
Like, we chill and we have a good time. Like, we like a lot of the same things. She's easy to talk to. Like,
I'm all for it. I was all with it until you said sharing clothes. I don't share my clothes. Listen, I do femtosim. Don't get me wrong. I try the whole no label stuff thing. Yeah, that's not for me. Sorry. It's really just not for me.
A person can never say that
I didn't try. Okay, nobody can never say I did not try. Okay.
Sometimes it'd be like, I wanted to get that shirt, but since you bought it, I guess I'll just wear it later.
You know, it's just like, you know, because I was sitting there, I was asking Sincere, I don't have a damn clue what I'm doing when it comes to this, okay? I'm so used to them because it's just like, okay. So, I don't share my clothes. I don't share my clothes, and I don't share my makeup. Okay, you know. No, I don't. That's the only thing. You know, I might share my perfume, a body spray or something. You know, stuff like that. But no, not the clothes. But I always look, and I was with Sims, like, our body types was a little bit different, so I was always safe with that one, okay?
Right. Well,
okay.
Look, if you find someone who's, like, similar in size to you, watch how much your wardrobe expands.
You know what? I can say it was one time we was around the same, you know, shape and things of that nature. It was definitely very interesting indeed. But then, you know, I was just like, you know something? It was like we kind of had the same style, but we kind of different. We kind of did it. And I think that's the thing that I liked about it. It was like we had some hits, but we had a lot of misses too because we were just two different people. And that's just the time. Our styles were just a little bit different. You know what I mean? That's just what it was. That's fine with me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
As long as you don't come outside looking like you did it and why, and I have to look at you and say, you need to go back upstairs and try that again because you ain't going to come outside embarrassing me, then we all good. Okay?
Right.
You know? It's like, oh. You know? So, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really not that bad. And it's, you know, I don't know if it makes a difference because we're married, you know what I mean? Or like what? Like, okay, she went out of town and I went and I bought some new jeans. And so today was the first time that she saw me in the jeans. And she was like, I really am digging those jeans. I can't wait to try them on to see if I fit. And it's like, okay, I don't really care. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you didn't care because you got the first wear out of them. See, it's different when you pop the tag off it. It's different when you did pop the tag. She's like, ooh, let me try them. And you're like, no, because I didn't even try. No.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
of
course.
I can see how that could cause some conflict. So.
You know.
And then, hold on, wait. I will say this. There are specific things that if I were to put them on, we might have an argument. I don't really care so much, but she does. Like, yeah, she got a couple things that I know to, like, not touch.
Okay. Okay. So
we respect each other's boundaries that way.
Okay, that's understandable. So what is the reaction that you, like, get and stuff, especially, you know, within our community when they see two studs, they are married and they are together? Do you get a lot of questions? Do you get a lot of stares?
We do.
Like,
we get a lot of questions, but the people we've met don't really care. I don't know. They don't really, like, they'll ask us questions, but most of the time they're like, oh, y'all are such a cute couple. I'm trying to think. I can't really think of any negative feedback that we've gotten. A lot of people are envious that, you know, we actually did it and we're open with it. Because they're just like, you know, because like I said, a lot of people don't explore the things that they like or they're scared to. So, because this, I mean, it's been like a lot where I'm like, dang, that stud is like really cute, really cute, really cute. You know, I like this person's style, you know, and we can hang out and everything is all good. We get along, but, oh, I can't do that because society says I can't and I have to restrain myself. And I think a lot of people go through that. And I can't recall anything negative. You want me asking? You want me to tell her, come here for a second? I know you're listening. Come here. Come here. Come here. She's coming. Come here.
Okay.
Leave your phone back there, though, so it doesn't. I put you on the spot. Yeah. Have you? Can you think of any negative feedback we've gotten about our relationship?
No. People probably look at us crazy. Or that one stud was like, oh, I don't see how stud and stud works, because she didn't know we were together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was awkward.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I think I got booked in an event or something like that. And I think she was like the only one who didn't know that we were together. And she was just going on and on. And that was really awkward. You know what I mean? I think that we were both like, we didn't know, you know what I'm saying, what to say. We didn't hide that we were together or anything, but it was just kind of like we didn't know how to address the situation with her being so negative about two studs being together.
I thought it was funny.
So how did that, how did that conversation come about? So it's just that she just came out of nowhere and started talking about it.
I don't even know how it came up. Do you remember?
I don't remember. I had stepped away for a moment, and Erica was at the table. They were, like, planning an event or something, and she was one of the people that was she was very opinionated, and she had just, I don't know how they got on that topic, but she had just started talking about how she thinks stud on stud is weird, and she could never do that, and it's just nasty. And I'd been at the table this whole time, but I had just stepped away for a couple minutes, and she had no idea that me and Erica were together, so that's why she was so vocal about it. But you know, when I came back, Erica was like, she just said all this stuff about stud on stuff, and then I made sure I was like rubbing on Erica's leg, touching on her and stuff, you know, because just to see like how that girl would react. And it was pretty funny because she was like, oh snap, you know.
Yeah.
What? So
other than that, yeah.
That was, you know me, sincere, that was very unprofessional, because it's just like, why are you doing an event you don't know who is around?
Right.
But that even goes back to, like, professionalism.
I mean,
and just being aware of your surroundings.
Going off afterwards.
You know, it's like there's just certain things, especially when you're in the business atmosphere, that you just don't talk about. And see, y'all better than me, because I would have made her feel like a whole asshole at the end of the day, because there's just a lot of things I just don't tolerate, and unprofessionalism is one of them.
And that's one of those things that's like, it's a gray area for me, because I'm like, I don't want nobody catch me out there on social media like going off on somebody. So I restrain myself in that way. Like, I always try to like be professional. Like, I've realized I can't, I don't know, it's a weird thing when your career grows as an artist. I can't just fully be myself out in public, because you never know who's watching or who's a fan, and you don't want to alienate people. You know, because there's been, you know, people in, like, especially out when I was out in Texas, people will always come up to me, oh, you're Erica Land. I saw you do this. Thank you for doing that. And I'd be like, dang, a lot more people are watching me than I realize, you know. Just randomly, like, walking in a park and people coming up to you, like, yeah, running behind you down the street. Like, you just never know. You really know. You really don't.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little skill. Let me give you a little business one-on-one. Okay, listen. You can professionally cut somebody out. And the thing is, you don't got to put yourself out there. You can let someone know how ignorant they are without still putting yourself out there at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For instance, I was in the mall on Friday with my sister, and decided to go into Macy's, and, you know, I wanted to see if MAC had some new lipsticks I may want it or whatever. And, you know, I am considered visually impaired, legally blind. You wouldn't be able to tell, not at all, because the way I beat my face and everything else. But at the end of the day, I don't feel like that needs to be explained. You know, I have no problem telling someone when it's appropriate, you know, if it comes up.
Right.
So my thing is, you know, I went in there, the girl was like, oh, can I help you with something? I said, I'm just looking for the lipsticks. You know, and the fact is I didn't see it because I actually walked past it. And my sister said that she got upset because the girl was looking at me like, duh, they're like right in front of your face. And, you know, at that moment, my sister, because my sister would walk from you in 2.5 seconds. That's just how she is. And so she was like, no, I didn't want to leave. And so when she told me what happened, I said, no, you should have told me. Because ignorance like that, people will keep doing it unless you let them know in the end of the day. Because there's a lesson in everything. And I said, I would have kindly told her, you shouldn't be looking at people no matter if they went past it or not. It's not your job to sit there and judge. It's your job to fetch whatever the fuck I tell you to get because that's your job.
Right.
Okay. At the end
of the
day.
Right. And I have a lot of learning to do in that area. You're right.
You know, it's not about putting yourself out there. But, you know, a lot of times people do not understand the ignorance that you do because sometimes they just don't tell them. They just keep letting them do it. And I'm the type of person, no, I'm going to tell you. So every time you think about doing it, you're going to remember me chewing you out in a professional way because to show how ignorant you was.
Right.
Brittany, you're like the person that's like, per my last email, you're that person. Per my last email, what I said was.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and exactly. I'm trying to work on that, being more vocal in that aspect. You know, I just I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Of course you will. I tell people all the time, you do not have to literally cut someone out to get your point across. You know, you can use the most simplest words and just deliver it and still get your point across. You know, it doesn't have to resort to, you know, calling people motherfuckers and bitches and stuff all the time. Sometimes at the end of the day, you have to go to that level of, you know, your professionalism is on the rocks, and it's not looking too good at this moment.
Right.
You know, but you know, honestly, see, if I was there, see, my friends, and sincere, no, I'll be the first to be like, excuse me, what did you say?
I'll be like, yo, all right, I can't.
Yeah, I'll be so, trying to call my friends.
You know,
I'm
like,
can you testify for me?
No,
my sister's like that little pit bull come out of nowhere.
Listen, I am. I'm that type of person. When I hear something and I'm like, I know that's not right, I'm never shy to be like, excuse me, what did you say? Can you repeat that for me? Okay, now I'm about to tell you about yourself. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I bet you at the end of the day, you'll think twice. Because you just never know. Not everybody's shy.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is just going to be like, oh, she said that? Oh, I'm not going to say anything. Nope. I'm going to say something. Because who's going to check me? Nobody. Okay.
Right. If you're coming from like a truthful place and everything, you know?
Of course.
Definitely. If anybody's listening from blogtalkradio.com, definitely feel free to call us at 949-209-2965. Again, that's 949-209-2965. And press 1 to talk. Press 1 so that we know you want to talk, and we'll bring you on. So y'all can continue. I'm here in the background. I'm doing 10 million things at one time.
I'm the same way. Yeah, but you can ask me anything. I'm an open book, so.
Okay. Yeah. So, yes, I want to know, how did you two meet? Yes. Oh no, this is going to be a very interesting story. Yes. How did you approach her?
It's more interesting on her part. It was through a meetup group out in San Antonio. I joined this meetup group, and we went to a place that's no longer open. What is it, Fox and Hound? And, I was just in there. I don't really drink that much, okay?
Okay.
But I also like for people to drink and drive. So and this is not something I normally do because, like, I'm just a little bit of a germaphobe, but I really don't like people to drink and drive. And so my friends who I've known for like a couple of years, and you know, they were drinking, and I'm like, y'all gotta drive. So like I was like drinking their drinks on the low as soon as they showed up, right? So, I was like thinking, so like I was drinking all these drinks that night, and then she showed up late, and I don't know, I was supposed to be going to the movies like after that, but I don't know, she came in and we just started talking. She said that like I was hanging all over her and I was like putting my forehead on her shoulder and stuff, and I'm like, I've never done that in my life. I don't know if this is true or not. She said she thought I was a little bit of a weirdo because of it, but she was like, I was just hanging all over her. And then that's why I said I think I may have fallen in love when I first saw her. And she's just amazing. You just, you know, you just meet a ball of amazingness. And I don't know. We've been kicking it every time. So
I just want to know, what was your drink of poison that night? That's what I want to know.
I mean, it was a bunch of different stuff. Like, because my friends were ordering the drinks. And I'm like, y'all got to drive, and y'all already had, like, two. So when they would show up, I would just down them. It was just different stuff. So...
So you were just sitting there just drinking dark and light. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Hmm.
Yes.
And then
set yourself up.
And I had to figure out, like, you know, how to like get in there. So I think I was gonna hire her, to do some stuff for me. And yeah. So I was like, you know, trying to fill her out more on the low, but she didn't know what was going on. I was like, you know, just trying to throw like some slick shit in there. So, yeah. But it was
so
cool.
Wait a minute. You were going to hire her
to do some social media,
to
do my social media
for you.
Just so I can hang out with her. Yeah.
Girl, I can't.
Okay. Look, right. No, I don't be paying for it. She was a stud. I didn't know what to do in that situation. You know what I mean? Like, so it was, yeah. And I still had to fill her out like a little bit to see. But yeah, she turned out to be as dope as I thought she was.
So was this your first time hitting on a stud?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I was like,
well, yeah, you were lucky.
I did get lucky. And you know what? It was a little different for us. It was just great timing on everything. Because you know how lesbian relationships go when you first meet and you haul it. It couldn't work out that
way. I never you hauled a day in my life. I'm still one thing I have not done.
I mean, like, how soon you sleep with somebody after you meet them? I told you I was a little ratchet, okay? It just so happens that about 2 weeks after we met, I was going on an East Coast tour. And so I left for a month to tour the East Coast. And then, so we actually got to know each other on the phone for a whole month. And then when I came back, we actually went out on the first date. And that was the first time she tried to fire me. Yeah, she told me, come here, babe. She's a really good storyteller. So tell me why you tried to fire me. You talking about the first date?
Yeah,
it was bad. again, I don't drink that much. Yeah. So here's the thing: she doesn't drink, but at the same time, it was her idea to go to a bar, a craft beer bar,
because she drinks craft beer.
Right. Because in our talking over the phone, she learned that I was a craft beer enthusiast at the time. And so it was her idea to go to this craft beer bar and try these different beers. And she doesn't drink. And not only, you know, does she not drink, she especially does not like beer. So I didn't know this. And so when we get there, she's asking me, okay, what's good? And so I help her order something, and she tells me beer's not really her thing. And I was like, that's cool. They have other stuff on the menu. So I get her something based on the information she's given me. And it's like a really sweet cider.
Yeah.
So it's not
an apple cider.
Yeah, and it's not a beer at all. And I'm drinking an IPA, which is really bitter, really hoppy. If you know anything about beer, it's got a really strong flavor. Long story short, she wants to try my beer. So I let her try some. Her whole face balls up. She doesn't like it. It's kind of funny. But then she takes it to the next level and starts pouring my beer into her drink. And
wow.
I about went off on her.
I thought if I mixed her beer with my cider, it would taste better.
It was like, if you drink beer at all, you just don't do that. And then on top of that, the waitress went off on her. It was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And she was throwing out F-bombs everywhere. The waitress was offended. And so me and the waitress were like, what in the world? And so I was ready to go after that. I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work. you done mixed my beer with your cider.
Foul.
But at the same time, to be honest, and we laugh about this now, it was really because she was a stud. I was freaking out on the inside about that. And so I was looking for any reason why she was not going to work for me. And so, yeah.
Okay,
so,
well,
to this day, she
phone.
Drinks my beer.
Oh, you might as well join into this too. So what made you
decide?
You don't find out which day on
the show. Mary, you may go get the chair. Go get the chair.
This always happens. What made you want to go outside of your box and try something different?
Hold on 1 second. She got to get the chair. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, you know. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we live in this RV, so she didn't have to go far.
No,
all right, I'm here. Okay, can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, you can.
Okay.
So my question is, so what made you decide that you actually wanted to go outside of your box and your comfort zone and to talk to another stud?
So
I'm persistent.
Erica's really persistent. And so I think really what it was, I had just come out of like a 6-year relationship, and she was not a stud, but she was a tomboy. And so she always viewed me as like this stud, and I had to do certain things. I had to act a certain way. I had to carry myself a certain way. I had to treat her a certain way. And so coming out of that 6-year relationship, I felt free to be myself. And so when I met Erica, even though I kept trying to find reasons why, no, this ain't going to work because she's a stud also, the more I got to know her, the more I was like, oh, my gosh, she's just like me. It's like if you just look at our physical nature, we look like studs. But if you get to know our personalities, I mean, we're more than that. And so I was just able to be myself. And I think she felt the same way, and so it just worked.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was very persistent, and that helped me come out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Again, I'm a Leo. I get what I want. I can't. And what is your sign? And what is your name, by the way?
Oh, my name is Carissa.
Carissa. Okay.
Yeah, middle name. Yeah. Oh, I just put your business out, but she's fine.
Oh, that is so cute. Okay, y'all got the same middle name.
We do, yeah. That's, Carissa Renee and Erica Renee. Yeah.
Wow, that is cute. Y'all, that was just so mad. Okay. That was just so mad. All right, so Carissa, what is your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, okay, so you're like, see, my sister's a Capricorn. Okay, so I understand y'all completely.
She's very really laid back.
You really did go out your comfort zone, okay?
I did.
Yeah, she's very laid back.
I really did. I think every day she puts me outside my comfort zone.
I'm like, today we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And I don't always tell her at the last minute. Yeah. I'm like, in 3 hours we have to be at this place.
Uh-huh. Yep. So.
Oh, yeah, because if she would have told you ahead of time, you'd be like, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So that's okay. You put these on the calendar.
Yeah. You know, so I completely understand. Yeah, you definitely went out your comfort zone. Okay, it makes sense, though. It makes sense. I can see why you was trying to do the, you got the one hand. It's a game of poker. You fuck up that hand. That's it. So.
Right, right.
Okay, okay. So what made you give her another chance?
I really fell in love with her personality, and she's just an awesome person. She has a great spirit, and we align in so many ways. And I just needed to come to terms with the fact that I like studs the whole time. But yeah, and my wardrobe grew by like 50%, so that was great.
I cannot. Okay. So she said my board, that was the benefit. That was one of the benefits. I cannot. Okay.
Yes.
Hey. You hear that, folks? If you date another stud, if you're in the studs, if you with another family, y'all around the same size, your wardrobe, you just get a walk-in closet. Okay. All right.
Exactly. Yep. Look, when we bought this RV, we had to practically get, like, a walk-in closet. So that was why we picked the one we picked, because the closet's
okay.
Huge.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Because she said something earlier. Yes, yeah, so what made you want to invest getting into an RV?
Because Carissa loves me. I've always been fascinated with them since I was a child. So even before I went out, like, to Texas, I told my mom, everybody knew eventually I was going to get an RV just because I'm just fascinated with them and tour buses and the stuff that you can do with a small space. And then, you know, we met and got married, and she just supports me traveling and being on the road. And so I was like, if we get an RV, it'll be cheaper than having to fly everywhere, having to get hotels.
Yeah.
And we can just take the house with us.
Mm-hmm. And when I met her, I had actually wanted to travel too, except I had a different idea of what that looked like. I never considered living in an RV and traveling. It just didn't even cross my mind. I had thought, I'm just going to go travel the United States, but I'm just going to hotel jump, you know,
mm-hmm.
stay in a city for a few months at a time, either live in a hotel or get a temporary apartment and become a temporary local and then move on to the next. And when she was like, why don't you just buy an RV? I was like, they're too expensive. You know, that's what I thought. I had never done the research. I just talked myself out of it before I even looked into it. And then when she started showing me how affordable they were, I got more and more interested.
Yeah. And we also have a YouTube channel. It's called Land Across America. Lands Across America. We just started it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just started it, but we're going to chronicle our journey in this RV and becoming temporary locals and talk about the different cities that we're in. So, yeah.
Okay. So basically getting the RV was basically more cost efficient for, you know, because honestly, you know, you really don't have to look for an apartment or anything. You just say, hey, y'all can wake up one day and say, hey, let's go to this state. And
exactly.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is way cooler.
Yeah, it's the same RV, different city, different view.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I love it more than I thought I would. Like, I have not missed anything that we had to get rid of to live in this small space. And then I think it helps our marriage, too, because we have to stay in, I think,
a tiny space.
Yeah, I think it's like 300 square feet. I think somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica is wild. She's all over the place. She can't sit still for nothing. And so it kind of like, it forces us to be together all the time and do
work
stuff.
Work shit out.
Yeah. You can't be mad at somebody when you live in an RV. You just can't. You got to work that out within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good though. It's been great.
Yeah, and we have certain rules, like, just for our marriage, like, not sleeping apart. You know what I mean? Like, it's no, you go sleep on the couch tonight. So,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. We got to work it out.
So, okay, so what are some things that you guys do just for your own self? I mean, because at the end of the day, I'm always a firm believer in, you know, I had a life before I met you, so I had things that I like to do for myself before I met you, and I would continue to like to do them things for myself. I don't understand why, like, some people, they get in to relationships and they get married and they just lose themselves, and it's just like me personally, I feel like you should never lose your identity because that's your identity. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, so what are some things that y'all do separately for your own self care and your self love?
Mm-hmm. Like I go, like we don't do everything together. We do a lot together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I go out and I do shows without her. She goes out and hangs out, I don't know, finding beer, I guess.
Why are you saying like that?
Because this is why. Because when we're apart, we don't really contact each other. Unless it's, like, been, like, 6 hours, then it's just, like, a check-in, hey, you're okay. But I leave, she's not blowing me up. She's not blowing my text messages up. It's just, you know, we have that much trust between us.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
of course.
And one of the things I like to do, I used to work on cars for fun. That's what I used to do. And I obviously can't do that while traveling in an RV. So I don't have any project cars right now. And so I've actually been struggling with trying to find something to help me keep that part of me alive, like that creative part, because I like to build stuff and work on stuff. And so Erica has been kind enough to let me start decorating stuff in the RV and kind of modifying some things that I want. And so, like, I'm going to build a desk. I'm going to take the dining room table out and build a desk where we can both sit side by side instead of and have more space, and it'll be more usable, and it'll also function as a dining room table, because the dining room table that's in here is just a hot mess. So it's things like that that kind of help me keep me being me, and she's so supportive that she's willing to let me take something apart in this brand new RV just so I can, you know, have my hobby back. So
okay. Can you draw?
I can a little, but usually if I'm drawing anything, I'm sketching out a prototype of something I've come up with in my head or something.
I was about to say, I mean, if you know how to draw cars, I mean, if you ever drew a nice car, you know, you could always get your stuff patented and then you could sell them. Because, you know, car companies are always looking for the next best thing, you know, depending on how lavish or how, you know, eco-friendly it is.
That's just an idea.
Yeah, I don't know how to do eco-friendly.
We drive a diesel truck.
Well, I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying, well, if you know how to draw, you know how to draw cars and stuff like that. I mean, you always turn, you know, you might not be able to build them, but if you're able to sell a vision, I mean, that's another option, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. That is an option. Mm-hmm.
When you start selling cars, just remember I want 10%. I was just playing.
I like how you did that. good one.
Hey, listen. I'm a business person. But no, I'm just playing. But no, y'all be listening. I'm just type of person. Hey, I'm like, okay, well, if she knows how to draw, then, I mean, she could always draw her cards out and, you know, sell the prototype, if anything, especially if you like drawing unique luxury type of cars.
Yeah, and I like to create. I'm always creating something, and I have a creative job, and if it wasn't something I get paid to do, I would probably do that in my spare time. I build online courses for companies. And so, and I really love doing that. It's, you could do a lot of fun stuff with it, but it's like, I do it for 8 hours a day. So I have all these cool ideas to do stuff. And then I don't want to do it
when I get home. But yeah, so that's why I'm tearing apart the RV to do other stuff. I just feel like I got to create something.
Interesting. Oh, so you do courses. Okay, okay. That's very interesting. Because I'm thinking
about it.
You start
a new job and have to take the computer course.
That's me. Carissa builds those.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, okay, so you like to do cars, and you're going to be basically doing interior design. I mean, what would you like to do?
Yeah.
Have you ever
interior decorator.
Yeah, so have you ever thought about getting invested in that?
Not really. It's one of those things I like to do for myself. I don't think I could do it for someone else, you know? Because I know what I like. I know what I want. And I just don't want to deal with other people.
you are so right, and I apologize because you are definitely not a people person. I apologize because let me tell you, my
I got lucky.
Okay, because my sister tells me, she's like, I really don't like people. She's like, and I don't know why people think I'm a people person and that I'm fun. She's like, but I really don't like people. It's funny because people always want to approach my sister, and she's looking like, why are you approaching me? I was like, well, clearly you look very interesting, and they just want to talk to you. And she's just like, no, I don't want to talk to them. No.
Yeah, that sounds like me. Yeah. It's so funny.
I understand. Trust, you know, you y'all don't let everyone in. I do know that. So, trust. I know. So.
I got a question for them.
What's that?
I know y'all probably have heard this. It's kind of cliche, but I like to get different people's perspectives on, like, relationships and stuff like that. For y'all, like, what keeps y'all going? What makes y'all keep it together? And as you evolve personally, how do you make it fit into your relationship?
Can you repeat the question?
No, I was just saying, like, as far as, like, your relationship, how do y'all keep your relationship going? And as you evolve as people individually, how do you bring that back into the relationship?
We really genuinely like each other. Like, as people.
Right.
So I think it's easy.
It helps to like her.
I got it. We had to make sure, because we are very busy people. Like, we started incorporating a date night, hands down, every week. And we'll just, like, go to dinner and leave the phones in the car.
Mm-hmm. And we communicate a lot. You know, with our lifestyle living in this RV, we're around each other all the time. And so we're constantly learning about each other. And I think we're also just at that age where, you know, we know what we want, and we figured that out fast in our relationship. Like, when I met her, I had just gotten out of that relationship, that long-term relationship, and I did not want to make that mistake again where I thought I knew somebody and I didn't.
Compromise.
Yeah. And I did, yeah, and that was another thing, too. I was not going to compromise anything about myself. She needed to like me for 100% of who I am, and I needed to like her for 100% of who she is. And so we figured that out super early, and that makes everything easy now, because people thought we were nuts. Like, oh, y'all haven't even been together long, and y'all already getting married? Yep. When you find that person, you better grab them.
Yeah. And the crazy thing a lot of people don't know is, so I'm about to reveal this.
Okay.
We actually got engaged hella early, but we were like, we're going to wait a year to actually make sure that we do like each other and we can make it through this before we even, you know, talk about this
again and before we tell other people. And we made it. And
I want to ask how long is real early?
Yeah, how early was it?
Yeah.
It was within it, 6 months.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, because I think, like, we got together just before Thanksgiving. I went home with her for Thanksgiving. Her family loved me. And then,
a few months after that,
we got food drunk.
Yeah, and she asked me to marry her. I said, what? And she's like, I'm for real. And I was like, yeah, I will. And then we came to our senses and was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I said, yes, that answer does not change, but we have not been together that long. Let's not screw this up. So let's make it to our 1 year anniversary. And if everything's still great as it is right now, hell yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
And then, so it came up and she was like, hey, you're going to ask me that question again? And I was like, what? You serious? And then I think it was hard in our heads to like tell people, you know, coming from religious families and stuff. So we like told her cousin and then her cousin announced it to everyone. So,
yeah.
And then how long after that? Was it a year?
Yeah, we did that on our 1 year anniversary. After that, we told our families.
And then it took about another year
to
plus the plan, the wedding, and get married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, okay, so, wait a minute. So your family didn't know about your lifestyle?
No. They knew about our lifestyle. They didn't know we were engaged because they would have freaked out about, wait, I've only been dating a few months and y'all are already engaged. No, they knew our lifestyle.
Yeah. So we got together, what, November of 2015-ish?
You better get it right.
And then we got married in May of 2017.
Yeah.
So that's how fast it happened.
Oh, wow. Y'all was adamant. You was like, okay, this is what it is. All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so you've been married for a year.
But I said,
how
do you genuinely like somebody? And she's so different, and so am I. Like, we can explore our interests, and it's just like, okay, you know? Because, I mean, we're people. We don't just like one thing. Like, from genres of music to exploring different things in the world. We're just on this journey together. We both want to do these things. And people love our relationship. Like, our families, both sides of our families are just like, I don't know, relationship goals for us. And we're like, what? So.
Okay. Well, I am happy for you guys to the fullest extent and wish you nothing but a grand future together. Now, can y'all give each the audience y'all handles again so they know where to find you, your YouTube channel, all of that, so they can follow you in your journey and then give them your life and your journey on YouTube.
So this is Erica. My Instagram is I am Lyrical Lunatic. All my other social media is under Erica Renee Land. And that's Erica with a K. Yeah.
And our YouTube channel is Lands Across America. And I'm actually editing a video now, so it'll come out tomorrow. So be sure to check it out. We do a video every week.
Okay.
I don't know how she finds time, right? Yeah. And that's one thing. Like, she has really taken that up as, like, one of her hobbies while I am out doing other stuff. Like, I went to the studio tonight to record something new, and she was here editing the stuff. And then I was gone for hours, and she just hit me up to make sure that I was going to be back here on time for this interview. So I don't know. We don't really bother each other when we're away from each other.
Okay, definitely. Well, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping up the show. We're going to go out to your track, Living. So if you can just kind of tell us about that track and, like, what inspired it, what to expect when hearing it, what you were going for to try to kind of, like, what you were going for your audience to take in from that.
Okay.
Hello.
You want me to talk about it now? Oh, okay. I thought
yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to play it. Oh, okay. So Living. Sorry. I thought you were going to play it and then I talked about it. Life is just a finicky thing. And so there have been many times where I felt like I was just lost, just navigating it with no direction at all. Just waking up and going through the motions. And then struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder, there were times where I really thought about taking my own life and not really having the guidance that I wanted. And I am a spiritual and religious person, but I didn't lean on any of that. It was just really just being lost and then having to find myself again and finding myself again through the writing. So I wanted to try to encapsulate that for people, you know, to just be like, it's okay. It's okay to express yourself. It's okay to say these things happen in my life. We shouldn't live in silence. We need to just keep living and pushing forward. So that's what it's about.
Definitely, I feel it. All right, well, before we get into that track, I'll just go ahead and throw our handles out for the show. If you search on Facebook or Instagram, you can find us on the Hate It or Love It Show. Go ahead and like and follow if you haven't already. I'm actually excited because I was building a website for one of my other business ventures, and it's actually really easy, and I think I have the patience to do it now, so I'm going to build the website for the show. As soon as I can, like, get my schedule together, that'll be coming. Brittany's been playing around with her makeup videos and stuff, so hopefully soon we can get a YouTube popping.
Okay.
And get some stuff done. I have some ideas for, like, some face-to-face interviews and stuff, so we're going to try to do that. And we're really close to our holiday break, so I'm going to be, like, sitting down and being a mad person with that, trying to come up with some stuff. We've already got some interviews booked for 2019, so already kind of just working on stuff and getting things done. We also have a new graphic designer, if y'all haven't noticed.
Okay.
So shout out to our new graphic designer. Definitely. So shout out to Pure Genius. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for us as far as making our flyers and branding and stuff. We appreciate it. So, yes, we will definitely get you that information. She's very efficient and professional. Love it. Like, it's just been a great experience we'll have thus far. But other than that, we will be back in 2 weeks. I think we're probably going to have a topic because I don't think we have a guest. But we'll figure out what we're going to talk about. It'll be something juicy, something good. We'll get it together. But I'm going to go ahead and leave y'all with this track on Living. And, did you also throw your website and stuff out where folks can reach you there and how they can purchase books and things of that nature, too?
So my website is ericarland.com. And really, if you just Google my name, everything will come up. My books are on Amazon. Under that, you can pretty much download the ebook on any device that you have. I have, 5 books, and the 6th one is coming out December 1st, along with the album on December 1st. So be on the lookout for those. My SoundCloud, and I'm still setting up for, like, Spotify and everything, is I Am Lyrical Lunatic. And you can always just hit me up, send me a message. I'm really into, like, answering my fans and building that connection. So just reach out. Like, there are a lot of people, they just tell me about their day, how their day is going. They need some help, some inspiration. And I'm really here, like, real talk. I'm really easy to reach. So
As you should.
All right. Well, you are more than welcome to come back to the show anytime. So if you have anything you're working on and you want to make an announcement or any new business ventures you want to come and announce, you're more than welcome to come. Just send us an email and we'll fit you in a schedule somewhere. All right.
Thank you. One last thing. I always forget. I told you I have ADHD, right? Me and my wife own a t-shirt company. It's called Yep Threads. You can look it up at yepthreads.com.
All
right.
Y'all better have all the hustles in the world. You better do it.
Okay.
I've been working like a Jamaican, and I don't have any Jamaican in me. Yeah, no, but it's yepthreads.com. It's pretty dope. Y'all should check that out.
All right. All right. So y'all check that out, too. And we will make sure that we get y'all the information for our graphic designer and all of that. All right. So we appreciate y'all for stopping through tonight. We're going to go ahead and go out to that track. And we will be back in 2 weeks. All right. Y'all enjoy
all right.
your evening. And thank you for
thank you. Happy holidays
kicking it with
to
us.
Everybody.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all.
Lost along the miles of life, I'm trying to find my way tonight. Lost along the miles of life, I'm trying to find my way tonight. Lost along the miles of life, I'm trying to find my way tonight. Lost along the miles of life, I'm trying to find my way tonight. Swear to God, I'm in too deep, just trying to find a way to eat. My soul is lost from all this heat, the devil's trying to murder me. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take, cause I ain't got nothing in this life without my moral life. I walk this path into the bleak, trying to keep my soul on fleek, but darkness tries to creep into my life and I don't want to be alive. But the words, they don't stand by, and I use them to keep me alive. Without expressing myself, I don't think that I would even be alive. I'm trying to survive, so I write these rhymes. I'm trying to survive, so I write these rhymes. I'm trying to survive, so I write these rhymes. I'm trying to survive, so I write with rhymes.